This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
And live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good, and I'm curious what's going on in Salem. This is really an unprecedented situation with the Oregon State Senate. What's your assessment of where things stand?
Yeah, there's not a lot going on right now on the Senate side, as you know. On the House side, we're still working on bills, although the number of bills coming over from the Senate has slowed down quite a bit. So we're only going to actually be in floor session tomorrow and possibly Thursday, and we'll probably work through our list of bills. And we don't know yet what's going on with the Senate, whether or not they're planning on coming back. I know the Senate is negotiating, or at least they were trying to negotiate with the Democrat leaders in the Senate, and so far those negotiations haven't really been very fruitful, to the best of my knowledge.
So while the big controversy goes on, and you've got a couple pieces of legislation in particular that led to the move by the Senate Republicans, what about the rest of the bills, about the rest of things in state government, projects, ideas people are working on? Do you see some bad impacts coming out of this if a whole lot of legislation doesn't get dealt with?
Yeah, there is a continuing resolution that allows the state to continue to operate after session's over, after sign dies. So the state's not going to shut down necessarily. The budgets will continue to move forward as funded as they have been. So it's not quite as dire as it sounds, but there will be a termination point of that, and I believe it's in September. So likely what will happen is we will have to come back for a short session or an emergency session to try to pass some of the budget bills. Now, the Senate has said they will come back and pass the budget bills that are, you know, bipartisan bills. But so far, President Wagner from the Senate does not want to seem to allow them to do that. And why that is, I just don't understand. It would just make good sense.
What about things like, for instance, the status of funding towards the Roseburg VA Veterans Home project?
Yeah, that would be one of those things that we're working really hard on that, trying to, if the Senate does come back for that one day or 2 days toward the end of session to pass some of that stuff, that would be one of them that we would push. There's a lot of those out there. It's not just that. There's lots of other stuff in the budget that really does need to be passed. Unfortunately, unless there's negotiation on this 2002 bill and a couple of other bills, there's about 20 bills that are just really super hyper partisan, and they're just not good bills, not good for Oregon. And if there's no negotiation on them, I don't think the Senate's probably, they're not going to come back. And so we'll be back in Salem again, trying to do it all over again in a month or two, most likely.
So where does that lead up the road? I mean, essentially, this is like an impasse, and I can't imagine this can go on forever.
No, I don't think it'll go on forever, but I think it'll go on for quite some time. And at some point, it is going to start to hurt. You know, there's a lot of finger pointing. People are mad at the Republicans for walking out. People are mad at the Democrats for forcing them to walk out. You know, at some point we're going to have to get back to the table and do business. Now, the House side, again, we're still in business. We haven't walked out. I think most of our caucus does support the Senate walkout, and for the reasons that they walked out. The 2002 bill, which is the abortion bill and the transgender reassignment bill, those bills could probably go through if they would come back to the table and just take away some of the things like, you know, the parental consent that they've basically taken completely away from the parents. I mean, there's just such minor changes to those bills, and it really wouldn't affect how we already do business in Oregon now. And they just, for whatever reason, I don't really understand why they won't come back to the table for that. But essentially, until they do, I would suspect we're probably not going anywhere.
So is it frustrating to be in the House and work on things and know that your efforts may not get them any further?
Oh, it's extremely frustrating. I have bills of my own that I really want to get passed that are just, you know, they're probably going to die in the Senate. Some of them already got through the committees on the joint committees, and now they're just going to die. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and go, yeah, I fought that bill, and that was just a really, really bad bill. Anything that damages kids or hurts kids, or I mean, there's a number of moral issues that I have with it, I just can't support. So whatever the cost it takes to defeat these ridiculously hyperpartisan bills, I am on board.
What's the thoughts from the other Republicans you're talking to? Is there starting to be any rethinking of this move by the Senate, or is everybody pretty much on board?
You know, we meet often. We talk regularly on, if we're not in person meeting, we talk regularly on the phone or through Zoom meetings. And I would say everybody's very resolute. I don't think anybody in our caucus is willing to. We all support the walkout. We all support what's going on. And thank God we have people that care.
So what other things have you been working on in the midst of all this?
Well, I've been spending some time in district. I've been trying to attend a few meetings and some of the gatherings and stuff that happen in district, and that's been kind of nice, actually. It's been nice to be home for a day or two here and there, and I plan on when sign die is over and the session is over, I plan on being home quite a bit more. But up here, there's, you know, business in the house. I'm not on any committees that are meeting as joint, so I haven't been really doing anything in the evenings up here, but a lot of our House Republicans are meeting in the joint committees between Senate and House, and they are meeting regularly and late into the evening. So other than that, paperwork, a lot of constituency work. We get a lot of emails, a lot of questions. People want to know all the time what's going on, and I try to be as generous as I can with information flowing back the other way.
And looking ahead, I mean, to get into office and then end up with this kind of situation, I think this has probably not happened quite this way before in Oregon state government in terms of a long-term exit by one party in one chamber.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. I mean, this whole year, of course, being I'm a freshman, so this whole year has been much of a learning experience, but I mean, all I can say is I love it. I love defending the rights of our folks in our district. I love what I do, and you know, unfortunately, sometimes you run into things like this. But this too will pass, and we will move on. And I believe the state will carry on. I have positive feelings for the outlook of the state and where we're going to be. So I'm reasonably happy with what's going on.
All right, we'll stop for there. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
8:39 at the Morning Report.